This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Award-winning stand-up comedian, actress, writer, and producer Wanda Sykes has built a thriving career being seriously funny. Now, after more than three decades making audiences laugh, she's done something new in a feature film called Undercard. That something is serious, too, because it's her first ever dramatic role. Sykes is in town on a break from her current Please and Thank You tour of the U.S. to accept the 2025 St. Louis International Film Festival's Trailblazer Achievement Award. Tonight, after a screening of Undercard at High Point Theater, she'll participate in a post-screening Q&A with Undercard director and writer Tamika Miller. But right now, she's sitting here at St. Louis Public Radio to talk about this foray into drama and what it means to be recognized for being fearless, innovative, and her whole damn self. Wanda Sykes, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So, Wanda, this film, how do you describe what's it about to your kids?
Aha. To my kids. I tell them it's about family. It's about a woman who made some bad choices in her life, but, you know, she keeps getting up and trying to mend some fences and reestablish a relationship with her children, because that's the most important, with her child, because that's the most important thing to her. That's, you know, that's winning for her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about family. I would say it's about family.
And just to make a point, your children are twins and they're teenagers,
yes,
right?
Yes, 16. Mm-hmm. Yes. So my house, it always looks like the feds just came in and raided it.
Oh,
it
gosh. Just... So there's a bout of another kind that's
uh-huh.
going on in
oh,
there.
Oh, yes, yes, uh-huh. yes.
So you play Cheryl No Mercy Stewart, and mm-hmm. she is a two-time former boxing champion and a recovering alcoholic. And, you know, as you've described that family part, you're attempting to reconnect with a 21-year-old son, so grown in one sense, whom she gave up when he was a small child. Mm-hmm. And he's not having any of it, right?
Right. No.
Is that something that attracted you to the film?
I don't know if that was the... I put it this way. To me, that was going to be the hardest part, playing that relationship. Because, you know, I consider myself a pretty nurturing, you know, mom. And so to get to that place of that guilt and also still... trying to have some type of reign over this kid that you gave up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she's able to do that in the ring, because that's her domain. That's where she rules. So, but yeah, I had to really think about that, how I was going to get to those emotional places mm-hmm. with him. Yeah.
Did you recognize or relate to Cheryl in some way when you read the Undercard script the first time?
Honestly, I did not. But Tamika Miller, who's a director, writer, she was so passionate about this and about me playing it. Because when I read it, I was like, she wants me to do this? Like, I said, oh, boy, Niecy Nash must have said no. You know, or Queen Latifah wasn't available. You know,
uh-huh.
I just thought about all these. Viola Davis, boy, she could knock this out of the park. I was just thinking about all these amazing actors who could play this part. But Tamika set me down and she was like, look, think about comedy. She's like, what you do, you are in this world and it's run by men. You know, I'm sure you had to overcome a lot of things in your career. Just, you know, relate that to what, you know, what Cheryl has to go through. You know her story.
Mm-hmm.
And it hit me. I was like, okay, all right. So, you know, thought about it. And she really just made me believe that I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did
Did it take her a few times to get to you, though? Was this a slow process?
There was some coaxing. And then it was once I said yes, and then we tried to find the funding. And then I was like, you know what? Just if you find, you know, a bigger name or whatever, they'll give you the funding. She's like, no, I'm doing this with you.
So you kept trying to push it off.
I sure did. I tried to get out of this several times. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, you know what? I got to go on tour. Nope, I'll wait. And she just waited.
Right. What is it that did attract you to the film?
A challenge. I love the script. I wanted to work with Tamika. And boxing. I love boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I got to train and I still do. I still box. I love being in that world.
Mm-hmm. On the topic of getting in the ring and mm-hmm. actually doing some training, we talked a little bit about who Cheryl is, but I'd like to hear a clip from the film itself. And, you know, No Mercy, mm-hmm. Cheryl, she is facing an ongoing bout with her son, Keith, and this includes being accepted by him as a coach. So let's hear a moment from the film where Cheryl, No Mercy, is making a case for Keith to come under her wing as a trainee.
Huh?
Yeah, wait. You've been losing all week.
Hello.
Cash.
How's it going, man? No Mercy, what's up?
What's up, Mike? King, can I talk to you? Give me 5 minutes, I guarantee you'll win your next fight.
What is she trying to say? Whatever, man.
What you want?
You in the wrong gym. You know it. I want to train you for free.
Man, don't hustle me. What'd I do that?
No hustle. Train you for free up to your next fight. You win, you pay me. You lose, don't owe me nothing. Train a fighter, that's it.
Yeah, man.
I'm not bull****. In the third round, Marcos hit you with a straight right that buckled you. Never should have happened. If you had your gloves together, slip to the right, roll under, throw that uppercut straight to his f***ing body.
She knows, man.
Throw your right.
What?
Throw it.
Come on, give me the ball.
See what I'm saying?
I don't know.
But Hector never showed you that. Got plenty more where that came from.
And that was a scene from Undercard, a feature film starring Wanda Sykes in her first ever dramatic role. Undercard screens tonight at High Point Theater as part of the St. Louis International Film Festival. Along with participating in a post-screening Q&A with the film's director and its co-writer, Tamika Miller, Wanda will accept SLIFF's award as this year's Trailblazer Achievement honoree. So you were smiling as you were listening to that. What does that scene, you know, bring up for you? What was it making you feel?
I just love working with Bentley Green, the actor who plays Keith.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we shot that on like day two, you know. So it was this big scene because this is the moment where Cheryl actually, you know, approaches him the second time. Mm-hmm. But this is the first one we shot. And, you know, this is where, you know, she's like, hey, okay, I have to put the mom thing aside, the relationship aside, and just come at him as a trainer, boxer, that's it. And if I could get him here, I have an in. I'm establishing this relationship. So we knew what was, you know, it was a big scene. If you don't get this scene, then the movie kind of, you know, floundered. So, It was just a big scene. It made me very happy that we got that, and I felt good about it. And then we just wrote that energy through the rest of the shoot.
And day two.
Yeah.
How long was the whole film
process? I think we did it in like 30 days, I think.
Oh, and I read that it was hot.
Oh, my God.
In Puerto Rico.
It was Puerto Rico hot.
It
is a different kind of heat. And in the summer, July, we're in Puerto Rico. It's, oh, my gosh. It was bad.
Okay.
It was. I don't know how they do it, but I mean, some of them had on coats. I'm like, what is going on? What do y'all know that we don't know? But it was hot.
Come hang out here in St. Louis during the summer, and maybe.
No, you gotta go to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
You gotta. Yeah.
I would love to go to Puerto Rico. Was playing this dramatic role anything like boxing for real?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I think it's more like in comedy, you kind of like keep your guard up, you know?
Oh, okay.
Drama, you gotta be open, you know?
That's really interesting.
You gotta be open.
Why do you have to have your guard up with comedy?
Mainly for like the audience, I think. You know, you have to be prepared. Like if something goes, you know, right or left or whatever, I don't know. But to me, if I feel like you have to be somewhat guarded.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, if you bomb, you can at least go, well, you know, it wasn't really me. It was just, you know.
Okay.
they didn't like the jokes. It wasn't me personally.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
You'd said earlier that one of the things that attracted you to this film was a challenge. So what was maybe the biggest challenge in taking this role on?
The biggest challenge was being believable, you know, to really bring Cheryl to life. To me, that was the biggest challenge, just to find her, find... And I think the look helped, you know. I had pictured I was gonna wear, you know, braids, whatever. And Tamika came in, she was like, "No, I want her head shaved. I want it shaved on the sides." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And it did help, you know. I was like, "Okay, here's Cheryl. I see her. Okay,
getting into character."
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So is the tattoo on the arm something that you put on for the film, or is there really that?
I put that on for the film.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I put it on for the film.
Okay.
I don't have any tats. I don't know. I feel like I missed the tat boat. I don't know.
You know, the boat continues to sail.
So. I know. Yeah, I don't know.
Did you have to fight any urge to
be funny?
To be funny. I mean, and I guess the context for this, you know, very close friend of mine is a producer on this show, Maya Norfleet, and the backup producer, co-producer on this segment is Darius Varner. And we were having conversations about the difference between like drama and comedy,
mm-hmm.
where there are those overlaps, and then also like making funny in order to deal with the drama of life. Is there really much of a difference between drama and comedy?
I think drama can live in comedy. You know, there's a space for that, because when, you know, you have those moments and there's drama, and then you can, you know, you get that relief with comedy, you know. And I think we need that, and I think that's – I love that type of comedy. But with drama, I decided, and it was on the page too, and I guess it was a way for me to not to, you know, keep thinking about whatever joke I can do or to make it funny, that Cheryl is not funny.
You're right.
You
she's
know,
not funny.
I said, you know, like the line that she throws, you know, when she's trying to pick up the tattoo artist when she's trying to pick her up. You know, she's
right.
Corny. Cheryl's kind of corny, right?
She's earnest.
She's earnest, and she's not. Yeah, she's just not. She didn't get that funny bone. So, I played it like that.
Yeah. But she's cool in her own way.
Oh, she's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has a charm to her too.
She does. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So this film has had a long, you know, in the making period, 10 years, I believe. So that takes us back to like 2014, 2015. Were you seeking or open to or maybe inviting somehow an opportunity to play a dramatic role?
That's not something I was, you know, looking for. I didn't tell my agents or anything, hey, I want to play a drama. I want a dramatic role. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did you ever have any worry that audiences would not take you seriously in a dramatic role because you've built such a flourishing career in comedy, both in front of the camera and in writing and producing?
I thought about it, but I think because of my, activism, or whatever, that the audience, they know I have a serious side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like what you said, Cheryl she's earnest. And I think they, my fans see some of that, you know, in me and in my comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew if I showed up, did a good job, that the fans would be behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of fans, just a couple weeks ago, Undercard screened at the Newport Beach Film Festival out mm-hmm. in Southern California, and it got the Best U.S. Feature Audience Award.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Thank you. And thank you to the fans. Yeah.
How did it feel to hear that it was the audience that chose this film?
Oh, the best. The best. That's what you want, you know? Yeah. Good reviews from, you know, critics, of course, you know. But the audience to me, and especially go back to my stand-up,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's always the audience. If you get the big laughs and the support from the audience, that's the best award you can get. So, it still means a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any interactions with people who've seen the film and they've told you what about it resonated with them, or that felt like really striking moments in your performance?
Well, I've had agents tell me, so, you know, you got to go, okay, they're okay. Agents. They can't go, boy, you really stunk that up, you know. But I have some friends who've seen it, but I haven't had a chance to really talk with the, like, real people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe hopefully tonight at the Q&A we can get some of that.
Mm-hmm. Will you be sneaking in, like, incognito to some of these screenings too?
I probably will.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We won't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody. Yeah.
So you are in town to receive the 2025 Whitaker St. Louis International Film Festival Trailblazer Achievement Award. That's
wow.
A mouthful.
That's a lot.
And it honors how you've pushed and expanded boundaries of film and culture, and have done so by, you know, setting standards, new standards for excellence. And this is a quote from what Sliff has put out. Sykes has redefined what it means to be both hilarious and fearless, using her sharp humor and unmistakable voice to challenge convention and spark conversation across television, film, and stand-up. Wanda, what part of that do you feel like you really own?
I'm going to say stand-up. That's where I started. That's where I think it's my best work, I'm going to say. Although I'm very proud of Undercard, and I think this is going to, you know, I can't wait for people to see me in this other light. But stand-up, I think, is pretty much my bread and butter. It's what I love doing. And I think I'm the most vulnerable when I am on stage.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned activism.
Mm-hmm.
And this award is being given to you for how you have used your literal voice
mm-hmm.
and also given voice to some really important issues.
Right.
What is it that rises to your mind as being one of the most important things to be talking about these days?
Oh, my gosh. Today? Oh, oh wow.
Today.
Oh, boy. It's so many things. Even in this situation that we're in here, I'm very happy to be sitting in and still be able to talk to you here on, you know, public radio. But to me, just the attacks on all of our institutions and our freedoms is it's very scary.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened on the which I'm not proud of. I'll try to make this quick. I was on a flight, and Southwest flight, not bragging, and to get here, and the engines were running. We were sitting on the tarmac for an hour. A person got up, went to the bathroom, and while they were in the bathroom, the engines revved, and then he shut down because he couldn't take off because someone was in the bathroom. So then he announces, you know, we lost our spot, da-da-da-da. I'm going to shut the engines down, and we'll have to wait. Now, I've been sitting here waiting, like my eyes are turning yellow. I had to go. So I get up, I go to the bathroom, I come out the bathroom, and some couple of people goes, boo! And I was like, hey, don't boo me. Boo the other person, right? And then I sat down, I immediately felt awful. I'm like, why did I say that? I just threw this other person under the bus. And I'm like, you know, we shouldn't be booing each other. We should be booing our government. This is why we're all sitting here. This is why everything is being canceled. It's the government right now. And this administration is just, and that's what I talk about on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of it, but that's what I talk about.
And so touring and
yes.
doing comedy and
mm-hmm.
also screening this film at this time.
Yes.
What does that provide for you in this moment?
In this moment, I mean, anytime I can, you know, spark a conversation, like we can talk about addiction and we can talk about how, you know, funding has been cut for programs. We can talk about, you know, the sexism and so many, you know, things just from jumping off from this film and also in my, you know, from touring, from my stand up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has this film, being part of it, is it shaping what you are thinking about doing next in your career?
Ooh, that's a good question. I guess we'll see how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hollywood has a way of telling you where you're going.
And it does so very loudly,
really,
right?
Yes. It tells you your next move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be looking out for that next move, Wanda. Wanda Sykes is the star of the new drama feature, Undercard, and an award-winning stand-up comedian, actress, writer, and producer. She's also the recipient of the Whitaker St. Louis Film Festival's Trailblazer Achievement Award. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we'll see another audience award coming soon.
Okay.
Undercard screens tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the High Point Theater as part of SLIFF. The event will also include post-screening Q&A with Wanda and director-writer Tamika Miller. For ticket information, visit cinemastlouis.org.
This episode was produced by Darius Varner.
And I, Elaine Shaw.
Audio engineering and sound design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.